This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Brazil, where openly trans candidates have been elected in record numbers across Brazil in historic elections. Now, we've certainly covered here on the show many times before that Brazil is one of the most dangerous countries in the world for transgender people, but it looks like their voices will be heard. They've been running local city council elections and a huge number have been elected, including in some of their biggest cities. So the city of São Paulo, it's actually Brazil's largest city, has elected two trans candidates, and they both were in the top 10 of votes received by all the candidates. There was another city in the southeast of the country where the trans candidate, Judah Salabea, received more votes than any other candidate. It's also notable that this is the first election in Brazilian history that allowed candidates to run using the name they chose for themselves, not the name that's on their birth certificate. Isn't that fantastic?
That's a big win for trans in Brazil, especially given its history.
And you would certainly hope that by giving them a voice, then, you know, and visibility within the decision-making parliaments, that some of the issues could be raised and the barriers could be broken down, those perceptions.
And I think it's significant, the ones that you pointed out, that if they... how successful they were in the vote. It does seem that the people of Brazil, or at least the ones that voted, don't have an issue with a trans person.
Absolutely. Now, Paul, latest from the UK. Well, we're going to call you our UK correspondent. You do keep an eye on things there for us. What's the latest in the UK?
I do like to keep an eye on the old country. Not such good news. The government, the UK government, has pulled funding from an anti-bullying program for LGBTI students in English schools. So the Government Equalities Office had funded several well-received programs costing about £4 million, which were specifically targeting LGBTI bullying since 2014. Many of the people that actually provided these workshops were actually expecting the funding to be continued. So initially, the fund was called the Homophobic, Biphobic and Transphobic Challenge Fund. The program wasn't compulsory for schools, but it allowed teachers, staff and students to receive free training and workshops. So the government has actually acknowledged that the lack of the support may actually be a serious impact, as bullying can have impacts on absence levels, emotional well-being and mental health. Well, there's a surprise.
This seems to be completely at odds of the recent show we had with Scotland, which is going the exact opposite way and
opposite,
putting in place mandatory supportive training.
It's such a contrast between what's happening in England and what's happening in Scotland.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how separated some of their politics can be. You know, Scotland is, you know, Nicola Sturgeon's very popular. He puts policies in place, like the one she has about LGBT education. And then you go to England and it seems so different.
Yeah, it's definitely the Scottish government, I think they want to be seen and they are trying to be progressive, whereas the UK government, which is actually one that controls education in England, don't seem to be. So the BBC did reach out to the Government Equalities Office to find out what had happened. And the answer was, well, it was always going to end in March 2020 anyway, which is fine. That's what happens with government programs. They do have an end date. The odd thing is, though, that it's been extended several times since it was introduced in 2014. So it looks like they've taken the easy way out and not actually cancelled it, but just let it lapse.
Now, Shannon, we've been following Caster Semenya's story for across a number of years on World Wide Wave. What's the latest?
So, in September, unfortunately, after a lengthy court battle, lost her final appeal to compete in the 800 metres race at the postponed 2020 Tokyo Olympics. The Swiss Federal Supreme Court ruled that in order to compete in the event, she would have to take hormones to reduce her natural testosterone levels or be considered ineligible. She's extremely against this because, and, you know, rightly so, has said that she refused to let World Athletics drug her or stop her from being who she is. And so she has taken the fight to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg. So it's not completely over yet. She is taking it to a higher court to see how she can go there.
Has the Athletics Federation not learnt that Caster Semenya is not going to take these decisions lying down?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're seeing this in a lot of sports, aren't we? This kind of push against intersex and trans people.
I think, too, that she has one very big thing in her favour is that they've only put the restrictions on the races that she's running in. So, I mean, that is quite blatant. They haven't put this across all athletic races. They've picked, you know, the races that Caster runs in, and I think that will hopefully not be seen to be ethical.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll keep an eye on that story, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.